Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We're on Tet Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We're going to finish the Agadah, and then we're going to start the second para. Amar Rabba, Amar of Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosem Kibud Av Eim. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Av Eim. Why? Shekal Osan Shanim Shoya Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Eiver, Lo Nenash. As long as Yaakov was in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eiver, he wasn't punished for not listening to his parents. What happened? Yitzchak told Yaakov, go find a wife. What did Yaakov do? He took a 14-year detour. Right? How do we know he took a 14-year detour? The Gemara is going to explain in a minute. But he wasn't punished for that. Because we know that he didn't see his Yosef for 22 years. For the 22 years, he was away. He was away. I was there for 22 years plus 14 years. Now, that was 14 years. He wasn't punished. Okay? Damar Mar, Lama, ready? Here we go. So it's not hard what we're going to do right now. You have to hold cup a little bit. Lama Nimnu Shnosav Shal Yishmol. Why does the Torah say how old Yishmol was when he died? Frankly, who cares? Right? So, by the way, he was 137 years old when he died. How do we know that? The Torah says that. He was 137 years old. Why do we need to know that? So, K'dil Yachos Behen Shnosav Shal Yaakov. Because that will give us the years of Yaakov. How so? Dichtiv, Ve'le Shnei Chai Yishmol. These are the years of the life of Yishmol. Ma'as Shana, 100. Ushloshim Shana, and 30. V'sheva Shanim, and 7. He was 137. Kama Kashif Yishmol Mi Yitzchak. How much older was Yishmol than Yitzchak? The answer is, Ar Beis Ar Shnin. He was 14 years older than Yitzchak. How do you know that? Also a pasuk. Dichtiv Avram and Shmonim Shana V'shei Shanim. The Ledes Hagares Yishmol Avram. Avram was 86 when Yishmol was born. Uksiv Avram ben Maas Shana b'Yivolad Lo Yitzchak Benal, and it was 100 when Yitzchak was born. So there's a 14-year difference. Uksiv, and it says V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana b'Ledes Osam. Yitzchak was 60 years old when who was born? Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav are twins. So how old was Yishmol when Yitzchak? How old was Yishmol when Yaakov was born? 74. Bar Kama Hava Yishmol Kish Gizunt Kidisul Yaakov. How old was Yishmol when Yaakov was born? Shivim V'arba, 74. Kama Paishan Mishnei. How much longer did Yishmol live? How much longer did he live? So it's 137 minus 74 equals Shittin Vitlas, 63. That means when Yishmol died, Yaakov was 63. V'tanya, Ha'yakov Avinu B'shashen is Baruch Me'aviv Ben Shloshim V'shalosh Shana. He was 63 when he got the brachas. Ubo Perek Meis Yishmol. That's when Yishmol died. Why? Right after they got the brachas. Right after that, it says in the Torah that Yaakov, that Esav took a wife from Yishmol. Machalas. He married this woman. Uksiv V'yar Esav Ki Berach. Esav saw that Yaakov got the brachas. He was all upset. He went to Yishmael, v'igach es machalas bas Yishmael, and he took machalas, the daughter of Yishmael, achos Navios, the sister of Navios. Why do I need to know he's the sister of Navios? My mashma shenar bas Yishmael, since it said she's the daughter of Yishmael, eini yodea shehi achos Navios, don't I know she's the daughter of Navios, the sister of Navios, malamid, shekitchi Yishmael. What happened was, Yishmael made the levart, the lechayim, and then umeis, then he died. V'isiyah navayos achel. And navayos walked you down to the chuppah a few months later, right? What do you see from all this? That happened when Yishmael died. That, how old was Yaakov when that happened? 63. So see, Yaakov was 63 when he got the brachas. By the way, that also, I told you, you can get from Adam Rishon till... You can get from Adam Rishon till today, really. No. Till today, with just psukim. Not till today. Till the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed with just psukim. The only midrashim you need are right here. You need the medrash that Yishmael died when Yaakov got the brachas. That's the only medrash you need. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. It never says that. In order to get that he was 63, you have to buy into the fact that Yishmael dies this time. And then included in this is the 14 years that are missing, right? Because we're going to prove now everything except for the 14 years that are going to be missing. Oh, that's the only measures you need. The only measures you need to get from Adam Rishon till the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash even. Shitin Vitlas. Shitin Vitlas. So he was 63. Bar Besar. Another 14 years. Ad Miyaslid Yosef. Until Yosef is born. Hashivin Bisheva. That's 77. Right? Uksivin it says. The Yosef ben Shloshim Shana. Yosef was 30. Ba'omdol Lefnei Paro. So how old does that make Yaakov? It makes him Me'ev Sheva, 107. 77 plus 30 is 107. Shev de Shiva, there were 7 years of plenty. Vitarti de Kafna, and 2 years of famine. Ha'me'ev Shitzar, that's 116. 1 second. Uksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'yomer Paro el Yaakov, Kama Yimei Shnei Chayecha, how old are you? Ve'yomer Yaakov el Paro, Yimei Shnei Magurai, Shloshim U'me'eshon, 130. He tells Paro he's 130. So if he tells Paro he's 130, how could that be? We only have him being 116. May I have a shitzer having? He's 100. We only have him as 116. How's that possible? It must be, huh? 14 years I'm missing. El Shramina, Abba Esri Shanan, to have him be Eivar Lochash of Lahu. So for those 4 years are not counted. The Tanya. Yaakov was hidden away. Yaakov was hidden away. He was hidden 14 years. Aver Mace, Lachar Shiar, Yaakov Avinu La'aram La'arayim, Shteish on him. Aver died 2 years after he left Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. Rashi says, Aver Mace, Rashi says, Ubal Lebeis Lavan, he went to Lavan's house, Amad Shalom Shteish on him, he was there for 2 years, and Tevah Chashov, Shnosov Shal Aver. If you want to go figure out how old the Torah says in Parshas Noach, how old Aver was when he died, Nimsa Shemes Kisha Yaakov ben Shivim B'Teish Hashanah. It comes out that he died when Yaakov was 79. We say he got there when he was 70. No, 1 second. 77. Right. He left it when he was 77. Behindu Shtei Shanim Mishabal LeBeis Lavan. So that was 2 years after he got to Lavan's house, right? Kishatachshav Yudal Shana Shishimesh B'Beis Aver. 14 years that he spent in Yeshivas Shem Ve'Aver. So Yatsu Misham, it comes out from this. Yatsu Misham, he left there. Ubalo L'Aram Naharayim. He went to Haram Naharayim. Nimzeh comes out. Kisha Amar Ala Be'er. When he got to the Be'er in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Haya. Where am I? Ben Shivim V'Sheva Shana. He was 77 already. He didn't get married till he was 77. Then he had to work another 7 years. Right? They didn't get Leah for seven
years.
What?
First,
correct. He shows up when he's 77. Correct. Now, but that's not our focus. Our focus is Uminolam Delo Ianesh. How do you know he wasn't punished? How do you know he wasn't punished for those 14 years? It's very simple. The Tanya, Nimta Yosef, Shapiresh, Me'aviv, Esim Vishtayim Shana. Yosef separated for 22 years. Kishem Shapirish, Yaakov Avinu Me'aviv. Also, Yaakov. So, 1 second. Yaakov Tlosin Vishitzahavin. Really, it's 36 years. It's 20. 22 plus 14 is 36. Ela Abesar, Dahavin, Beit Ve'Aver, Lochashiv Lahu. The 14 years wasn't Shem Ve'Aver. Don't count. They don't count. So the Gemara says, 1 second. So. The base love on Esrim Shnin Avin. He was only loving for 20 years, not 22. Ella, you're right. Mishum de Ishtohi Beorcha Tarte Shnin. You're right. It was a 2 year delay getting home. He's punished for that. Why? The Tanya. Yatza Me'Aram Na'arayim. He went to Aram Na'arayim. Ubalo L'Sukkos. He left Aram Na'arayim. He came to Sukkos. Vasa Sham Shmona Asar. Chodesh, and he was there for 18 months. Shinemar for Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa. Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. Vayivin lo bayis ula miknehu asa Sukkos. Ubeis el asa shisha chadashim v'hikriv zvachim. So that was 18 months plus 6 months is 2 years. That's considered another 2 year delay. It's punished for that. And therefore it comes out that the amount of time that he didn't be Mekayim, Kibbutz of Aim, was 22 years and not 36 years. Those 14 years don't count. Okay? Good?
And why couldn't Yitzchak come to him?
Who?
Why couldn't Yitzchak come to him during the 14 years?
Why couldn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, Yitzchak should go to him?
Yeah, that's actually
He's an old man, old blind man living at home. He should go chase his son?
He's learning.
What?
Is he learning?
So why didn't he go up to him to learn with him?
He didn't know where he was exactly.
I don't know.
They didn't have fax or cell phones. Didn't email.
Okay. Hajin Alach Megillah Nikrate. Hajin Alach Megillah Nikrate. Hajin Alach Megillah Nikrate. Okay. Mishnah. Hakoris HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yotza. If you read the Megillah backwards, out of order, you're not Yotze. Kore Al Peh. You read it by heart. Kore Targum B'chal Lashon. If you read it in a Targum, in any Lashon, Lo Yotza. You're not Yotze. Right? I'm sorry, it's two different things. It's Targum and it's Kol Lashon. Right? Why is Targum separated? Maybe you think Targum is special. It actually appears in the Torah, right? English doesn't appear in the Torah. Targum does. Right? In that one place in Parashas Vayetze, you guys have to do maybe it's special, it's not special. You can't read a Megillah in Targum. Avokorin osa lalozos bilaz. But you can read it for foreign people that don't know Hebrew, Balaz in their language. That seems to contradict what we just said in the first line. The Gemara is going to ask that. Seems to be a contradiction. What? Right, correct. No, but there's no laning of Nas. There's no laning of Tsuvim.
I see that, but same as you have in
correct. So the first line says you can't read in any other language, and then the next line says, Avokorin osa lalozos Balaz. Which seems to be a contradiction. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. V'haloes Shashama Ashur is Yotza. But if you don't know any Hebrew at all you know is English, and you hear it in Megillah in Hebrew, that's for sure Yotze. That's for sure not a problem. Korah Seirugin, if you read it staggered, I think that means. Umisnamnim, oh yeah, you're half asleep. Yotze, you're Yotze. Hayaksuva, Hayakosva, Darsha, Umagia. If you're writing a Megillah, or if you're learning Megillah, or if you're fixing a Megillah, and sure enough, it's Purim night. He says, oh, you know what? I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll fix the Megillah while I'm laying it. So can you do that? In Kibin Libo Yatza, if you have intentions to do that, that's fine. V'yam Lab, Lo Yatza. And if not, not. Next Halacha. Haisak Suva, if it was written, Besam, some kind of ink. Sikra, red ink. Kumus, different kind of ink. Kankantum, a different kind of ink. None of that is ink. None of that has the halachic status of Dio. It's not considered ink. Al Hanayar, if you write it on paper. Al Diftera, a different kind of paper. It's cloth, it's not worked on so good. Lo Yotza, you're not Yotze. None of that is good. Ad until Shatehe Ksuva Ashuris, it has to be written in Ksav Ashuris, which is Hebrew letters, what we have today in the Torah, and in the Megillah, Al HaSefer, on parchment, Ubedio, with ink. Okay? Good? Menahani Mili, how do you know you're not allowed to read it out of order? That was the first thing the Mishnah said. How do you know you can't read it out of order? On my Rav, on my Krah, it says, Kichzavam V'chizmanam. It is written in its time. Ma'azmanam L'mafrei Alo. It's impossible to have time out of order. Af kisavam lemafrei alo. So to the writing can't be out of order. By the way, someone asks, one of the Achronim asks, you're not allowed to learn something efshar me'i efshar. Oh, just like time can't go backwards, you're not allowed to write it backwards. You're not allowed to read it backwards. First of all, time cannot go backwards. It's an impossibility. How could you learn something possible from something impossible? That's first of all. Second of all, but the Gemara is not going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask, talk about writing. I'm talking about reading it. And by the way, you're allowed to write a Megillah backwards. So I'll read it backwards. Right? So the Gemara says, one second. Midi Kriya Ksiva Hacha? We're not talking about Kriya here. We're not talking about Ksiva here. Asiya! k'siva, halacha asiya, the k'siva. Right, we're talking about reading it. D'chsev liyaz osim es shnei hayamim. Right, we're not talking about reading it. We're talking about the midst of the yontif of Purim. You can't make the yontif out of order. Okay, ella mehacha. But how do you know you're not allowed to read it out of order? D'chsev, it says v'hayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. These days you should remember and do. Iskish zechira la'asiya. You make a comparison from zechira to asiya. Ma'asiya lemafreya lo. You can't make Purim out of order. Af zechira lemafreya lo. So too, you can't read the story out of order. Tana also v'chein b'halel. Can't read halel out of order. V'chein b'kriya shma. So too, shma can't be out of order. Utfila. Tfila also can't be out of order. Halel minalan. How do you know halel can't be out of order? All these are difficult. Rabba Amar Dechsiv Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mivo, which is, again, just like the sun always starts in the east and sets in the west, it never goes out of order. So too, you can't read Hal out of order. Right? Rabbi Yosef Amar Zehayom Asa Hashem. Just like the day goes in order, first is day, then there's night, then there's day, then there's... It never goes out of order. So too, you can't read Hal out of order. Night, day, but it's a cycle, never goes out of order. You never have two nights in a row and 2 days in a row. It never happens such a thing. You can't read out of order, Hal. Ravavi Amar, Yishem Hashem Mavorach. It's the same idea. Hashem, whatever Hashem does is in order. Rav Nachman, Rayitlak, Vitev, Rav Acha, Bayakov, Mehacha. Me'atav V'yad Olam. Right? From here and forever, it goes in order. Kriya Shema. What about Shema? How do you know you can't read Shema out of order? Ditanya, it's a machlokas. Ditanya. Kriya Shema, Kichsava. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says Kriya Shema has to be written in order. Kichsava. Right? I'm sorry. Kichsava means in Hebrew. In Hebrew. You can't write Shema in French. Kichsava. V'chachamim omrim. V'chal lashon. No, any lashon you want. Any language. Shema has to be in any language. Interesting. My time at the Rebbe. Why did Rebbe say it has to be only in Hebrew? Amarkra v'hayu. Right? V'hayu. What does v'hayu mean? Right? V'havyos and Yehu. Exactly like this. V'hayu means like this. V'rabbanan, my timer. Why do the Rabbanan say you can read it in any language? Amar Kra, Shema. It says B'Shema. B'chal Lashon Sha'at Shomeya. Any language you can understand. V'Rebbe Nami Yatsiv Shema. But Rebbe also says Shema, no? Says Shema. What's Rebbe going to do with the word Shema? Hahumi Boyale. No, you know what he does with the word Shema? Hishma La'aznecha Mat Sha'at Motzi Mipicha. You have to hear what you're saying. If you don't hear what you're saying, you're not Yotzei. Rabbanan Savri. What do the Rabbanan? How do the Rabbanan do with the halacha? No. Kimanda Amar Hakori Eshma Velo Shmiya Lazno Yotza. They hold that's okay. If you don't hear yourself saying Shema, you're saying it, but you can't hear yourself because it's low. That's okay. Rabbanan Nami Yotziv V'Hayu. Yeah, but according to the Rabbanan, it says the word V'Hayu, which Rebbe said meant it has to be in Hebrew. What do the Rabbanan do with the word V'Hayu? Ahumi Bayalei Shal Yikol Lemafreya. Oh, Yohayu, like this, not out of order. Rebbe Shal Yikol Lemafreya Menalei. How does Rebbe know you can't read the Torah out of order? You can't read Shema out of order. Midvarim Ha Devarim. Right? Ha Devarim. For Rabbanan, Devarim Ha Devarim Lo Mashmalahu. They don't hold from that drasha. Okay, so all good. So our Mishnah said, you're not allowed to read the Megillah out of order. Who does that go like? Who does that go like? That goes like the Rabbanan. Right? Right? What did they learn with the word by the Hayu? You have to read it in order. So let's say, it says to go, what about Rabbi Yehuda? How do you know Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to read it out of order? Right? Also, Midvarim HaDvarim. What about from the words of Hayu, according to Rebbe? He uses it for something else. Lema kasavar Rebbe, so let's say Rebbe holds, kala Torah kula b'chal lashon nemra. Since Rebbe learned that from the word v'hayu, it has to be in Hebrew, that's mashma, that the rest of the Torah doesn't have to be in Hebrew. Right? V'hayu, only this has to be in Hebrew. Right? And the rest of the Torah doesn't have to be.
What's
What? This is a Shema.
The Shema.
Shema has to be in Hebrew. The rest of the Torah does not have to be. Right? Lema, Kesavar, Rebbe, Kala Torah Kula, B'chal Lashon Nemra. The rest of the Torah doesn't have to be in Hebrew. Doesn't have to be in Hebrew regarding what? What doesn't have to be in Hebrew? You're going to lane in English? Is that what it means? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, and you look at the third line, Likrosa, to lane. B'chal Lashon, in any language. Lachain, it's drich kriya shema v'hayu. That's why I need shema, I need to say v'hayu. Right?
And it's written Hebrew, you read it in English.
Yeah? Yeah? Well, the Rambam wrote like that, you know? He wrote in Arabic with Hebrew letters. Like Mor Nevuchim. Exactly, it's like Yiddish. He wrote, that's how he wrote. So maybe like that. But look at the top Tosfos. Pirush HaKuntris, Rashi explains, Shenatzna Likros, B'chal Lashon Sherot to Likros Sefer Torah. You can read, you write a Sefer Torah in English, you read it in English every Shabbos morning, except for Shema. It says Torah, that can't be right. The Kasha, Sharei Kriyas HaTorah, Eidim in HaTorah. Laning is not even a Din Daraisa. Elamid Rabbanan. Levad mi Parsha Zachar, except for Parsha Zachar. Havimid Daraisa, which is Daraisa. So what? The word V'hayu is teaching me that rest of laning? That can't be right. That can't be right. Says Tosfos. Right? So Tosfos says, V'nira, Da'achi Pirusha, kol, no, it doesn't mean laning. That's what it means. It means kol kriya, Shabbat Torah. Anytime there's a kriya in the Torah. For example, like what? Kigon, mitzvah chalitza. You have to say something. Oh, mitzvahs, egla rufa. You have to say something. Vidumaiser. You have to say something. Bikurim. You have to say something. So what language do I say it in? Says the Gemara. You can say it in any language you want. Why? Only Shema has to be in Hebrew. Right? B'chol elu hashinuyim perik elu ne'mar in besota. And the other things there mentioned in sota. That you can say in any language you want. You come and say, I don't want to marry my brother-in-law. That you can say in English. Why? Because only Shema has to be in Hebrew. Not laning. It can't be laning. It can't be laning. It can't be what Rashi means. Because the whole thing is laning. The whole thing laning is derabbanan. Except, of course, for Parsha Zachar. Right? Okay. These sol kadaitach b'chal lashon b'lashon hakodesh nemra. If you want to tell me it's b'chal lashon, lama li limitz v'hayu. Then why do you have to write v'hayu? If the whole Torah has to be written in Hebrew, then why don't I tell you a special limit for Shema? The whole thing has to be in Hebrew. Instra. I would have thought that the limit of the Rabbanon is very compelling. That what? That's not what it meant. Right? Therefore it says v'hayu. Now the Gemara says the opposite. Lema kasavi Rabbanon kol Torah b'lashon hakodesh nemra. Let's say the whole Torah has to be written in Hebrew. Why? If you want to tell me it can be written in any language, lama li limit of Shema, then why do I say Shema by Shema? Shema means only in Hebrew. Right? I'm sorry. Shema means any language, right? Obviously, the rest of the Torah has to be written in Hebrew. So Gemara says, no. Istra. I would have thought V'hayu ki Rebbe, that V'hayu has the same status, like what Rebbe learned, that what? It has to be in Hebrew. Because Rachmana Shema. The Torah wrote Shema, tell you not like that. Next, Tfila Minolan. How do you know davening has to be in Hebrew? Not in Hebrew, I'm sorry. How do you know davening can't be out of order? We've had a whole list of things. Shema, Hallel, davening. How do you know davening can't be out of order? The Tanya, Shimon HaPakuli, Hisdir Shmona Eser Brachas, Lasnei Rabbi Gamliel, Ala Seder, B'Yavne. Shimon HaPakuli, who he is, some person, he was Masader, the Shemona Esrei, in front of Rabbi Gamliel, in Yavne. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lava Rasi Zatana, Meir Ve'esrei Zekanim, do 120 Zekanim, Ubehem Kamen Aviyim, Tiknu Shemona Esrei Brachas Al Seder. They're the ones who made up the Brachas Al Seder. That's what Shimon HaPakuli do. Maybe he reminded everybody. And Tosfos, in the middle, the second to last Tosfos says that the first three brachos have a difference in halacha from the other three, because in the first three, if you make a mistake or you forget what you're up to, you have to go back to the beginning. In the rest of the Shemona Esrei, You go back to where you either the beginning of that bracha, or if you don't remember, you know, wherever you remember, wherever spot you remember, that I said. That I'm not sure, I don't remember. You go back. You don't have to go back to the beginning. First, you have to go back to the beginning. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to have Agada to hear about Shimon Esri. Menayin Sha'omrim Avos. How do you know you say Avos? Like, why is Avos first? Why are we mentioning Avos? Shememar, Havol Hashem b'nei Elim. You start off, you give a praise to the Elim, to the strong ones. Menayin Sha'omrim Gvuros. How do you know you say Gvuros? Shememar, Havol Hashem Kavod V'oz. Next is Havol Hashem Kavod V'oz. Menayin Sha'omrim Kedushos. How do you know the next bracha is Kedushos? Shenemar, Havul Hashem, Kavod Shemo, Hishtachavul Hashem, Bahadras Kodesh. Okay? If anybody could tell me what the Brach of Kedusha is about, I'd really love to know. Because my whole life, I don't know what it means. Ata Kadosh, you are holy. Shimcha Kadosh, your name is holy. Ukadoshim Mechol Yom, Ba'alucha Sela, you're holy all day long. Kiel Melech, Gadol V'Kadosh, Ata, because you're holy. Brach of Hashem, Hahel Kadosh, you're holy. What is that? What Brach is that? How many five times you say it? What does that mean, holy? What does that mean?
Before you ask, please.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You're recognizing. So before you say Avos, and then Hashem is Mechayim Mesim. That's pretty awesome, right? And you're also holy. What does that mean, Hashem is holy? What does that mean, he's holy? What does that mean? He doesn't have a Yetzirah. He doesn't have to work on himself. What does that mean, he's holy? I know he's holy because he's God. What does that mean? I just don't know what it means. What? No, it's. I'm not the first person to ask this question. It's a famous question. What? That's not holy.
Why
not? That doesn't mean he's holy. That means he's perfect and he's a creator and he. That means he's holy. Okay, next. Maro Lomar Bina Achrei Kedusha. The next one is Bina, right? Atachonin is number 4. Why is that there? Shenemar V'ikdishu Es Kedosh Yaakov. Ve'azakei Yisrael Yaritzu. That's talking about Kedusha. V'samachlei V'yedu Tovei Ruach Bina. After that comes Bina. Maro Lomar Tshuva Achar Bina. Why is Tshuva next? D'chsim Ulevavo Yavin V'shav V'rapelo. Right? Which is, we're talking about Refuah. So Ihachi Lema Refuah Basra D'tshuva. So why isn't Refuah after Tshuva? There are two after Tshuva. The Slicha and then Geula. So the Gemara says, "Lo sulka da'ida." Don't know. That's not possible. Dechsiv v'yashav Hashem v'yashav al Hashem v'irachameu v'el Elokeinu ki yarbe l'sloach. What does that mean? That means after tshuva comes slicha. Uma chazis to samtcha ha samtcha zaha. So why you pick that pasuk over that pasuk? The pasuk said v'yashav v'rapelo, which means tshuva and then refuah, and the second pasuk said. The second pasuk says no, slicha comes after tshuva. So which one is it? So Gemara says kasef krachmini. There's a third pasuk which says hasaleach lechol onichi harofe lechol tachluaichi hagoel mishchas chaychi. Right, which means refuah comes after slicha. So what's the order? Tshuva, then slicha, then refuah. We have geula stuck in there. Why is geula stuck in there? So, remember, the Geula v'Refuah Basar d'Slichahu, right? Remember, the Geula v'Refuah Basar d'Slichahu, that Geula and Refuah come after Slicha, V'Aksiv v'Shav v'Rapalo, but it says, after Tshuva comes Refuah, Hahu la'v Refuah d'Tachalumi, el Refuah d'Slichahi. Now that Refuah is referring to a spiritual Refuah. That's why after tshuva comes slicha, which is a spiritual refuah. Then should come refuah. But geula stuck in. How the Gemara says, "Amai ra lo ma geula b'shvius." So why is geula number 7? So the Gemara says, "Amai rava mitach shasidim legal b'shvius," because we're going to be redeemed in this shvita year. Lefikach, therefore, kavua b'shvius. That's what you hear. That's why geula is put in bracha number 7, because we're going to redeem. The geula will be in the shvita year. This year is coming up a shvita year. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Vamamar, b'shishis kolos. In the shishis will be the rumblings, right? B'shviyas milchamos. 7th year will be the war. Motzei shviyas ben David ba. And the shvita will, and the gula will come in the 8th year. So Gemara says, not Muhammadame is Chatzah the Geula. The war also is this Chatzah the Geula. So if the war comes, that's okay. Umar Ra Lama Rafu Bishminis. Why is Rafu number 8? I'm not sure what that question is. Just explain why. Amar Rav Ach Ab Mitoch Shinat Namila Bishminis. Since meal is on the 8th day, Tzrichim Rafua Lafikach Kavua Bishminis. That's why it's put in number 8. Mar Ra Lama Brechas Hashanim Tishis. Why is Brechas Hashanim number 9? Amar Rav Alexandroi Keneged Mafkiyes Sha'arim. The Chsiv is a pasuk that says Shavar Zerua Rasha. Right, that's a pasuk. V'David ki amra b'tishis amra. Where is that in Tehillim? It's in Perek Tes. It's not in Perek Tes. It's in Perek Yud. So, what? One minute. So Tosva says, Pirish b'kuntris. Af agav deleka el ches mizmar ad hasam. Rashi says it's number 8. Don't worry about it, says Tosva. Ashrei v'lama rag shugayim tartininu. One and one is really one and two. Problem is we have one and one as one and two, and it's still in number 10. It's still in the wrong place. Says Tosas Vikasha, the Haperakama Brachas Amar Chada Parshahi, Umasik Lahasam, the Chol Parsha Shaisa Chavivul, David Hitzkel Bahay, Ba'ashrei, Umasayim Ba'ashrei, Kigonze, Shamatchelas Ba'ashrei Ish, Umasayim Ba'ashrei Kol Chosi Bo, which is the end of number 2, really should be number 1, so we broke it up anyway. Hainu, so the Lama Rabshu, Alma the Chada Parshahi, Tzarech Lomar, the Lama Tzarech Almuz, the Lama Hashem Talmud, Rachab Tartininu, I think that's like 7 and 8, or 8 and 9, are also broken up. We break up both and it's still in Yud. I don't have an answer to this. Right, it says it's the 9th one. It's, with all the broken up ones, it still finds itself in Perek Tes, in Perek Yud, not Perek Tes. I don't know how to have an answer. Exactly. Ma'ra Lomar, Kibbutz, La'achar, Birchas Hashanim. Why is Kibbutz Golios? I shouldn't have closed that. Why is Kibbutz Golios after Birchas Hashanim? Right? So then we have Birchas Hashanim is number 9. Kibbutz Golios is number 10 after that. Why is it after that? The answer is, Dechsif, Batim, Hara Yisrael, Anfechem Titnu, Uprechem Tiso, Lama Yisrael, Kikrovu Lavo. So Kibbutz is Gabtu Golios, Nasa Din Barashayim. That's what Din comes next. Shinemar Vashiva Yadi Alecha Vetzrov Kibar Tzigayach. Ukiv Vashiva Shavtecha Kavarishona. Therefore it's there. The Kivan Shinasa Dinman Arashayim, Kulu Aposhim, the Kolel Zaydim Imohem. Then we throw in the Lamalshinim, they're also no good. Shinemar Vishava Pasharim Khatam Yahtav. The Kivan Shikolu Aposhim Misromus Karen Tzadikim. Now we want to raise up the Tzadikim, which is why. Next one is Al Tzadikim next, right? V'chol karni rishayim agadeya tiramamena karnos tzadik v'chol al geire hatzadik ala tzadikim shenemar v'netei v'tokim v'dat v'pnei tzakim v'chol mechlei v'yogur itchem ger v'hecha misramamus karna, when will that happen? V'yerushalayim, that'll happen in Yerushalayim, which is why the very next one is v'yerushalayim, right? Shenemar shol shalom Yerushalayim yish loyu o'aveich v'kivan shebenos shenivnas Yerushalayim Ba David. After that, David will come. Shenemar, one more pasuk. Achar Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael Ubitchu Es Hashem Alokeichem V'Es David Malcham. V'Kivin She David Sheba David Ba'osa Tfila. Once David comes, then you can answer, your tfilas will be answered. That's why Shema Kolenu's after that. Shenemar V'Aviosem Al Arkachi V'Simachtem B'Veis Tfilasi. Okay, and then after that, we'll finish the rest of Shmon Esrei. All right, we'll have a big, huge daf tomorrow. All righty. Very good. Everyone have a very good day and a good chodesh, and we'll pick up here tomorrow.